It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. We have an amazing show for you. Not just good, not just great, amazing. You will be amazed at the end of this 37 to 40 minute period that is our show. I am joined, as always, by Jemma Kaneko.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm good. I'm doing well. And also, Cut 4 writer, Cut 4 resident existentialist, Ben Kossman.
Hello.
You should put that on your business card.
It is on my business card.
Good. Do you even have one, or do you just, like, whisper the idea of what you do?
That's what I do.
I picture just, your business card just having the name Ben on it, nothing else.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. It's just a cutout of the word, the letters B and...
Oh, I see. It's like an inverse space business card.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Negative space. That's hard. All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about that is much more relevant than Ben's non-existent business cards. We're going to talk a little bit today about mascots. That's going to be fun. We'll talk also a little bit about some baseball in other countries. Yeah. And we'll close it out today by talking a little bit about how we've watched games in unusual circumstances. But before we get to all of that, we have to do our weekly feature, the Cut Forecast Pop Quiz. Now, Ben is extremely prepared for this.
It's true. I'm very prepared.
Yeah,
good.
I know exactly what this is.
Unaware that the Cut Forecast Pop Quiz existed until mere minutes ago, which he outed himself. Even though he's a Cut 4 writer, he is not a Cut Forecast listener, so that's nice to know.
I'm a lapsed listener.
Yeah, I don't care for the show either, to be honest. But here's the thing we do every week. I create an arbitrary quiz question that I ask to the two people sitting to my left, and you have to answer it. And if you guys get it right, I will go first in the summing up the podcast into a tweet at the end of the show. And if you don't, then I get to go last, and we figure out which one of you has to go first. Those are the rules. Now, this week's Cut Forecast Pop Quiz question.
Are we competing?
No, we're a team.
We're a team.
We're against Dakota.
You're a team. Okay. I will say that this one, the teamwork will be helpful. I'll just put it that way.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
All right. So, this weekend, tomorrow, in fact, we're recording this on Friday afternoon. You'll probably hear it either Friday evening or Saturday or sometime over the weekend. And this weekend, the English Premier League is returning to our lives. That is soccer, for those of you who don't know.
Giant eye roll.
Yeah. Gemma and I are both passionate soccer fans.
Yes.
Gemma's a Tottenham Hotspur fan. I'm a Liverpool fan. Ben Kossman is an American and therefore doesn't like soccer.
Weird. True.
I don't know.
I mean, soccer's fine. I'm in soccer.
You like international games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
If they're all as exciting as the Women's World Cup final.
Nothing is exciting. Is as exciting as the World Cup final, so I can't promise.
I saw a giant billboard that just said "Congrats, Carly Lloyd" on my way to Philly yesterday.
She's from Jersey.
Yeah, I saw it on the turnpike.
That's great.
It was cool.
She's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, in honor of that, we're gonna ask a soccer-related question. Now, Yankee Stadium here in beautiful New York City, Yankee Stadium actually hosts a Major League Soccer team. Now, I'm not gonna ask you the name of that team because that's too easy. It's New York City FC. They play their games there. But in addition to that, before NYCFC moved in, they actually have hosted Premier League teams before. Who were the last two teams they played against each other to play a Premier League match?
You went to this game?
Yankee Stadium.
I went to... I don't know.
Cody, you went to this game.
I was at this game.
You wrote a Cut 4 post about
it. I did write a Cut 4 post.
Maybe I was at one in 2012?
This is more recent.
This is last year.
Last year, two English Premier League teams came and they played each other at Yankee Stadium. It was July 30th, almost exactly a year ago. Who were those two teams?
Wasn't Chelsea.
No. So I'm going to go with Liverpool was probably one.
That was one. What was the other?
And the other one is either Man City or Man U.
I don't know.
I think it's Man City.
That would make sense. That would make logical sense.
Can I ask why that would make logical sense?
Can I say why it would make logical sense?
Go for it.
I mean, I feel like it would make sense because Man City is in on NYCFC.
That's true. Now, who played? You have Liverpool. Who did they play? At Yankee Stadium. Beautiful Yankee Stadium in the Bronx.
I don't know. I kind of want to say it's...
We're going to need an answer.
I just kind of want to say it's Man U now because of how you feel about Man U. I can't believe I don't remember this.
Are we positive that it's one of those two?
I need an answer.
I'm not positive it's one of those two, but that's just what I. That's like Manchester
Everton.
Is sticking in my head. It was definitely not Everton.
Okay, fine.
All right, what do you got?
I'm just
what do you got? Things. Time's up.
Should I go Man City or Man U, Ben?
I like Man City.
Okay, Man City.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Good job. I will go first with a tweet. Now, do you know what the final score was?
2-1.
Do you know who won?
Liverpool.
Liverpool did win.
I
that's
remember
right.
because you were super excited.
Go, you Reds. All right.
And everyone sang.
You'll never walk alone.
Claire
I
was
sang.
There.
I,
you guys were not together.
Yeah, no, I was technically, I was covering it. I was, yeah. No cheering in the press box. So I was in the press box. I was not cheering. I was, however, cheering inside, internally.
Yes.
It was very
yes.
exciting. All right, so I will go first in the summing up the podcast
Great.
At the end of the show.
It's so a moral victory.
Yeah,
I just
so.
Want to thank you both uh-huh. for that. But now let's move into the meat and potatoes, as we say around here,
we,
like food.
We have said
Gemma,
that.
You need to eat more food. We've discussed that. So
I'm hungry.
Meat and potatoes. Now is the perfect opportunity for you to do that. So the first question that we're going to discuss today, and this comes from the fact that we've in recent times we've been more exposed to professional baseball overseas. That's the KBO, the Korean Baseball Organization, and NPB, Nippon Professional Baseball in Japan. And these two leagues are very exciting. They do baseball very differently than we do here. Sometimes we send our players over there, not like intentionally. They just sort of wind up over there toward the end of their careers. Some very exciting people play over there. William Opeña has played over there. Manny Ramirez has played over there.
Yeah.
Colby Lewis played over there, pitcher, who then came back and came to the Rangers. So, like, there's been a lot of interchange amongst players. Obviously, Yu Darvish got his start. We don't have to go through the whole history of our exchange with the baseball leagues over there. But we were wondering this. There are traditions that happen in these leagues that are different from ours. We sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. They sing songs throughout the entire game. In fact, earlier this week, Gem, I think you wrote this
I
post,
did,
right?
Yeah.
About a KBO team that had a water festival.
Yeah, the KT Wiz had a water festival, and it just seemed really great. It was really hot, so they just had squirt gun fights, and it's like a pool thing that kids could play in, and a giant inflatable like ball that you could get in and crawl around in the pool in the ball. Yeah,
fascinating.
It seemed pretty awesome.
Yeah, not very baseball related.
No, but fun time. It gets hot. It gets really hot.
Well, it's been hot here too. We could use that here. So that is what spawned this question. We would love to see the water festival come over here to
make
some baseball.
Absolutely.
Yes, water.
Have
festival.
All of us enjoy a game while being sprayed with a cool mist. But what else would we like to see come? What other traditions? What other things would we like to see come from these other leagues to America, to Major League Baseball? Ben, why don't you go first?
Sure. I have one very specific thing. And we covered it, I think it was a couple months ago. And I don't remember what teams were playing. I don't remember what league it was. But there was a very intense graphic, video graphic, that it made it look like a pitcher was throwing a literal fireball.
And I think it was the KT Wiz, too.
Was it?
Team with the water festival.
Great. I love them. New favorite team. Because I love that graphic. It's amazing. I think baseball, every replay should have something like that in Major League Baseball. Where, you know, I want to see Zach Greinke throw literal fireballs.
Well, we had, I think it was last year, we had that throw from Eumenio Cespedes.
Yes.
Which was a fireball.
Exactly.
We saw that.
I want that all the time. More of that,
just 100%
please.
Augmented reality highlights.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Where StatCast is getting there.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. With StatCast, we now are able to track in real
Why not just make
time.
StatCast graphics, like those lines that get drawn?
Right, just flames.
Just yeah, why
yeah.
not? Just
that's,
flames.
That's what
it's
I like
great
to
idea.
See.
Real-time graphics on the broadcast. People would love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
idea.
So. I like it.
This is a good I'm idea. Interested. When Cut4 launches its own network and we get the rights to broadcast all the games, that's what we'll do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Great.
That's step one.
Can't wait.
I know. So if you would like to see that, please email your cable provider and ask them. I know that you're listening right now, either in your car or at home, and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I want to see that. Well, you can email your cable provider and tell them that you want the Cut4 network, and then they will email us, and we'll put it together. That's how that works.
Yeah.
All right, Gemma, what do you think? What from our foreign friends would you like to see here?
I really, really like baseball as it's played in other countries. I just think it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. I love the cheering sections.
Yeah.
I love the synchronized dance moves that cheering sections do, and thundersticks and songs and flags. And, like, kids have a really, really great time. Mm-hmm. My friend's daughter, she's half Japanese. They go to Japan like twice a year, and she doesn't like really follow game yet. She's still too little, but she has so much fun, and all of her memories of baseball now are just like going and getting to play with bubbles and like hanging out and singing songs with her family, and she loves it, you know?
Yeah.
So I wish there was more of that level of fan engagement in MLB, that supporter sections is basically what I want to bring it back to soccer.
Yeah, of course.
Is that I want, you know, songs that everyone knows and can sing together as the game goes on.
It's true. We do right now, like baseball, I feel like we take a pause in the eighth inning to all sing our song.
Yes.
And we do it once. But like, I feel like we can do that more and more throughout the game.
Yeah, I think that like even for specific players or plays, if something's fun, you know?
It's true. Yeah, they do that flag stuff over there.
Also the food. As I have said before, I love Japanese concessions.
Yeah.
We did a whole post about it when we had MLB in Japan over the winter, and it looked delicious. Mm-hmm. I want to eat it all the time. So
those are good options.
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I choose. What else did I write down? That's what I got.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Nothing else.
What about you? What would you bring over?
Well, okay, so I knew you guys were gonna say all that stuff. I knew you were gonna talk about you know the graphics, and I knew you were gonna talk about the food. And the fan culture. So, you know what? I felt like I needed to think a little bit more outside the box.
I'm going to be so mad if you pick a player.
I am picking Nippon Ham Fighters pitcher, Shohei Ohtani.
That is on my list, but I was like, players are not fair game.
Yeah, oh, he's fair game. He's more than a player, my friend.
I'm so mad. I love
him. If you are unaware, Ohtani is a 21-year-old pitcher who pitches for the Nippon Ham Fighters.
Also, great team name.
Great team name,
Ham Fighters. Great team name. It's actually a historic name based off of the planes they were flying, right?
Maybe. I think that's right. I thought Ham was part of the Nippon.
I don't know.
Part of their name.
Yeah, I think the Ham is part of a separate thing.
Yeah. Fighters, but together, it's all great.
No, I know they weren't fighting Ham. I'm aware of that. Okay. Anyway. Let's talk about Shohei Ohtani. These are his pitching stats from last year and this year. Last year, he had a 2.61 ERA and an 11-4 record with 10.4 strikeouts per nine inning. He has a mid-90s fastball, tops out at around 101 miles an hour, forkball, curveball, sometimes a slider. Now, great, awesome. We know Japanese pitchers, there are many great ones who've come here and made that transition really well. But here's the thing. Ohtani, the reason why he plays in NPB is because he is not just a pitcher, my friends. He is also an accomplished hitter. This was his stat line last year, his full season hitting stat line in over 200 plate appearances. He slashed a 274 average, 338 on base, 842 slugging percentage with 10 home runs and 17 doubles. That is a baseball player. And that is somebody who needs to come right now to play in Major League Baseball. I don't care which team. I don't care what he does as long as he throws the ball and hits the ball.
I would like to see
I'm with that.
That, to me, is the most important.
Now, would he be in the lineup on days he's not pitching?
I would say so. Okay, so I think he should be in an American League team so that they can forfeit the DH during his starts, because you have that option, and so he can DH on days that he's not starting. Now, he's also played in the outfield. His first 2 years, he played in the outfield for a couple games.
How was he as an outfielder?
Fine, as far as I know. Okay. Obviously, I can't watch many of the games, so I can't speak to his defense too accurately. The only problem, and this is just a slight problem, is that this year he's hitting 179. And with a 223 on base percentage, which is
a pitcher.
Yeah, not good. Not good. In my notes, I wrote three frowny faces next to that. Aww. So that was sad. But, you know, it could just be a cold streak, could have an injury, could be a million things, could be focused more on his pitching for his eventual MLB transition. But we know he has the talent. And we know he has the power.
I would love to see him come over.
Yeah,
Shohei Ohtani.
You know, if we're allowed to pick players, obviously I just have to shout out pitcher Chihiro Kaneko.
Obviously, of course.
Who I would like
your
to
namesake
see come to MLB so I could get a Kaneko jersey, and I would not be one of those people who gets their own name on a jersey despite the fact that they.
I know. Well, I've always debated getting a Brett Gardner jersey for that reason.
I think that's legit. I think you could do that.
The only problem is that, like, you know, the only bummer is that then everybody would be like, oh, he's Yankee fan, likes Brett Gardner.
Yeah.
Right.
As opposed to, like, no, share a name and life experience. right?
Life experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, that last, you know, being... I've mentioned this before, that people make gardening jokes all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure that he had must to put be up it. With that. Well, Kaneko is a fairly common name in Japan.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not like Smith or Jones, right. But it's still pretty common, so... Okay. I don't know. If I hear, I could wear a Kaneko jersey.
People would be like, who is that?
Yeah.
Who's she?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on. This was a great conversation. Again, Shohei Ohtani. Look him up. Yeah, if you're listening, if you have an iPhone with you or your computer, go online, look him up. Dude is legit. We actually have a video of him on our site, MLB.com/video. And if you search from there, you can see it. All right. Here's a really important question about mascots. Mm-hmm. Now, we thought about this a lot today. This will probably spur a lot of conversations in your office. A really vigorous debate about this. This is kind of important. Now, I will say you may want to be careful having this conversation because, you know, feelings might get heated. You want to be careful, all right? That's all I'm saying.
Sure, my feelings were hurt earlier.
Yeah, Ben's feelings were hurt. This was just, you know, we take it seriously and... You know, this is a mature conversation that occasionally, or this is an adult conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects. So I just want to let you all know that. If mascots were real, as in their real version of their species, which would you still want to be friends with and hang out with? So let's say, just for example, if Paws, the tiger in Detroit, were a real tiger, an actual tiger, would you want to hang out with it?
That seems pretty dangerous.
Probably not. That would be dangerous. Not.
Yeah.
So that is what we're talking about here. Gemma, why don't you let us know which mascot you would want to hang out with the real version of?
I just feel like so many mascots get swept off the table really early in this discussion because the real versions are not necessarily friendly.
Yeah, there's a lot of really terrible.
They're like monsters. They're bears. Dinosaurs. They're giant fish, which personally horrify me. I do not like fish.
Well, some of them are dangerous, too. Like, a marlin is dangerous.
Big.
Yeah, they're
it's
big.
Really big and pointy. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. So I was thinking about it. Floated some around. I thought maybe some of the birds. But then I kind of thought about it a little more, and I'm, like, also kind of scared of birds.
Yeah, birds are terrifying.
Yeah.
Wait, you're scared of birds?
Are you not? They fly
not,
at
like,
you.
Particularly
they
afraid.
Peck you.
Well, they could come from the sky at any moment.
Yes.
Well, not right now.
But do you want to spend the rest of your life inside?
No, but when I'm walking around the street, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be attacked by a hawk.
But you could be.
But you could be.
Sure, but a lot of things could happen to me walking down the street that aren't.
I mean, it might be kind of cool to be friends with Screech, the eagle.
Yes. Oriole bird.
The Oriole bird.
He's got a good personality.
Oriole birds, yeah, but if he was an actual like bird.
I feel like he would still have a good personality.
But
would
he
be a bird.
Still be able to wear that hat and like be
maybe.
So cool.
Maybe he'd have a
little
small
tiny
hat.
A little tiny hat.
And then you'd want to hang out with him because he'd be like, oh, look at the little bird hat.
That's kind of cute.
But these animals can't talk, right?
Right.
No.
No, okay. They're just animals.
No, they're just the animal.
Right.
Right? So I decided to go. I discarded some. I just didn't want to take anyone else's favorite.
Yeah, no.
You know, so I decided I would go with the turtle from the Galapagos Gang.
Okay.
Because I like the turtle. The turtle, as it is portrayed as the Galapagos Gang, it like often gets stuck on its back. I think it's kind of adorable. But if it was just like a giant tortoise that wanted to be my friend, like a Galapagos tortoise.
Those are intense. Tortoises
and they live forever.
Like, dangerous, it's true. Too. They can like bite your hand off.
No, that's the snapping ones. Snapping turtles.
Don't they all do that?
I don't know that a giant.
I would like an attack tortoise.
Would bite my hand off.
You want your own personal attack tortoise?
Yeah, that's
they're
what
like
we're talking
majestic
about, right?
and lovely. So
they're very wise.
Yes.
Yeah, that, yeah.
So I could hang out with that tortoise.
Okay, I will give you points for it being a member of the Galapagos Gang.
Yes, I like the Galapagos
Gang. A very intimidating gang.
Yes, very intimidating.
Yeah,
gang.
they're.
I was
because really
the iguana I think would still eat me if it was real.
I think so.
So I don't want to be near that.
Yeah, you
I'm
don't
want to
like turn a corner into a dark alley and see the Galapagos Gang there.
Yes, no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You'd never be seen again.
No.
Devoured.
Be bad.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
Okay, Ben, what's your choice here for this really important touchy question?
I'm gonna go with Stomper.
Stomp the elephant.
Yeah.
That is
for
kind
the
of
Oakland
great.
A's.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I thought of
because
that.
When I was thinking about it, I thought of Stomper and I thought of the Simpsons episode where Bart gets Stampy and how much fun that was.
Okay.
And I want
it's
that experience.
Big. It's sizable.
Yeah, I'm okay with
how
that.
How old is Stomper?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't
like
know.
A stomper. Is this like a stomper, an adult elephant?
Yeah, I think he's an adult.
Okay.
I mean, what's an adult elephant?
What?
I don't. That's a great. As we said, resident existentialist Ben Kossman. What is an adult elephant?
How
really think about
like,
it?
How I mean,
is it? You know,
does he have to be 18 to be an adult elephant?
I just mean like.
When does an elephant become
think,
adult?
You know, I don't think they
size
have like,
wise,
like,
size
like legally. They haven't legislated.
Can Stomper rent
adult?
A car? That's what I really want to know. No, because if Stomper is a fully grown elephant, Stomper is like 2 tons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you gonna like? You gonna like?
What are you guys gonna
wash
do?
Wash him, or you gonna ride him?
All of those
into
things.
Into battle, like in.
No,
Miller.
Just like down the street. I don't know.
Just
a Shake
you know,
Shack
down
or something.
Fifth Avenue.
Just a Shake Shack. That's good.
He would eat a lot of Shake Shack.
Oh yeah. Shake Shack. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Elephants are fun. It's like,
elephants are fun.
I don't think he would kill me like the tiger would. At least not right away.
Mm. Yeah. Not intentionally. Anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Like
my friend,
the bears might just.
Yeah, they would maul you.
Yeah.
So I was watching videos yesterday. My friend went to Thailand a couple of months ago, or last month, and he was feeding elephants. He was showing me these videos. And the elephant was just eating, not whole watermelons, but sizable chunks, rind and all. I was like, that looks fun.
Maybe Stomper could be one of those elephants that like paints pictures?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, with his trunk.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, that's not really good.
Yeah, all right. I would rather befriend a turtle than an elephant.
That's fair.
I'll give you that, but... okay, good argument, good solid argument. So for me, my obviously when we talk mascots, my brain almost always immediately jumps to Mr. Met. I love Mr. Met.
Yeah.
But you can't. I don't want to hang out with a baseball. That's not really all that fun,
you're
right?
Just sit there.
Like I could play catch with another friend, but then like I'm throwing him, and it would be weird. So
kind of abusive friendship.
That. Yeah, yeah, a little bit. So I wouldn't want to do that. But then you know, I thought Orbit could be cool.
Yeah.
Alien. Sometimes aliens are super friendly, like E.T.
And Orbit is clearly a friendly alien.
Well, yeah, but we don't know the Orbit's family.
Paws is a friendly tiger, but if he's a tiger, he's still
right.
Dangerous.
Exactly. So, like, I wouldn't want to be abducted.
Can you just decide that all aliens are dangerous?
Well, I think it's sort of just
no, but see,
by,
that's the,
by their
no,
nature.
So I would be leaving myself at the mercy of chance.
Yeah, we don't know what kind of diseases they're carrying or anything, like extraterrestrial.
That's certainly possible.
Illnesses.
Is this going to be like an H.G. Wells thing when actually Orbit is just allergic to all like Earth bacteria, water or whatever?
Maybe.
Is that science?
That was M. Night Shyamalan.
But that's
a slightly.
Is that not the thing?
World of the Worlds. They just die for some reason.
From like some
the
like
air
a
or something.
Yeah,
carbon based molecule.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. It's like a common cold or something.
Yeah, it's the common. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Is it the cold?
I think so.
It's weird. Yeah, I think it's something like
this.
Yeah.
It's water. Yeah.
That's totally
H.G. Wells, M. Night Shyamalan, same deal.
Aliens that are defeated by Earth stuff,
The point is that I felt like it was too dangerous going with Orbit, that I didn't want to...
I agree with that.
Just Orbit, since you are a listener of the Cut Forecast...
Yeah, Orbit's a listener. And
just know that I still love you.
Look, we love Orbit. I'm just saying the concept of an alien is a little freaky.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want to lose
the
chance.
I'm with you.
Listen, Orbit, I still want to be your friend. That's all. Continue.
Okay. Then I thought Racing Presidents, but then they're all very, I don't know, I would feel very intimidated hanging with any of them.
Reasonable. They're intimidating.
Teddy Roosevelt. And then I thought the Racing Sausages, but then I figured I'd just eat them.
Which, so, no, would be good. Like,
yeah, they'd be
yeah but
delicious.
Like, then that's not a friendship.
The pierogies.
I did not think of the pierogies.
Right, the pierogies, same deal.
God.
I was like, oh, but
I'm so hungry now.
Well, I know, but like, that's not a good friendship.
No, if
just
I just
eating
ate
them,
all of
and then that's it.
Well,
cheese Chester,
so it's a one-way friendship.
I ate you.
I ultimately landed on Mr. Bernie Brewer, because he's a good time. That guy knows how to have a good time, and that's why I would like to hang out with him.
I think that's pretty reasonable.
That's
he'd
fair.
Go to a game with me. We'd hang out.
What about Barrel Man? Would you hang out with Barrel Man?
I would less so with Barrel.
I guess he'd just be a barrel.
Yeah, but Bernie Brewer though, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
We can give you good mustache grooming tips.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's the other thing. Is that he's got a really good sense of style, and I obviously need some sort of stylist.
You guys could eat the Racing Sausages together.
That's true. Yeah, that would be great. So that would be my choice.
I really thought you were gonna go with DJ Kitty. I really did, because you really like.
Hey,
DJ
I love
Kitty.
DJ Kitty, but you know, Cat. I can hang out with a cat anywhere.
Can you hang out with a cat that's also a DJ though?
Does he retain his DJing
ability? Yes,
he would still be a DJ.
No, yes, because. When you go to a Rays game and you see DJ Kitty on the Jumbotron, it's a cat. Like, it's not the mascot. It's, like, an actual cat who DJs.
Yeah.
So I assume that the real version of DJ Kitty would also be able to DJ.
He wouldn't have as much swag, though. Because part of, like, what's so exciting about DJ Kitty is, like, the way he walks. He's, you know,
yeah.
He's feeling it. Whereas, like, Kat's not going to be like that. Kat's just going to look at me and be like, gosh.
Is that not such a DJ thing, though?
That is, yeah.
That's true. I guess, like, if you took me to a club, it would make more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But no, I couldn't do it. It's Bernie.
I feel like that's a good answer, yeah. too.
Burn, just my pal Bernie.
Feel yeah. the burn.
At a ball game. That's what we're going to do. All right. So let's move on to this last question. Again, very, very important question. We heard this week David Price had his first start in Toronto. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Marcus Stroman is currently recovering from an injury. And while he's doing that, he is attending class at Duke University, trying to get his degree. Good for him.
He finished it, I think.
He did it.
Yeah.
Shouts to Marcus Stroman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Friend of Cut Four, Marcus Stroman. Sure.
Why not?
But while he was in class, in fact, he did what we've all done before, and he put on MLB.tv and he watched the Toronto Blue Jays. He watched David Price's start from his classroom. He was very excited, as were all of us. So it got us wondering, what was the strangest place that you've ever tried to watch baseball from? And Ben, we'll ask you. We'll put this to you.
Watching baseball, I haven't had too many. I think I've watched through the windows of a bar for a couple innings on multiple occasions, but that's not too strange.
That's not that weird, Ben.
But that's watching. The weirdest time I've ever sort of experienced a baseball game was I was in college, and it was before I had my TV set up. I don't even remember what game it was, honestly. But there was some Saturday afternoon game, and we had just moved in, and my friend had his TV set up. So I called him while I was setting up my TV, and he relayed the play-by-play over the phone to me.
He's a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that's
nice. I suppose I could have gone into my car to listen to the radio, but I was doing stuff. So. I was, like, setting up my apartment, so yeah. I didn't want to. So I just put him on speakerphone, and he just sort of narrated the
was
game for me.
I think that's really nice.
It was all right.
Was it, like, Vin Scully level?
No, absolutely not. he needs some work, but... Nothing that stuck out to me.
Okay.
What was his, like, strongest attribute as a play-by-play artist?
I think he was really good at making up fun facts about the players.
So they weren't real?
Essential.
No.
Okay.
Essential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would just, every time a player came up to bat, he would say, you know, this guy ate, you know, 36 grapes in 10 seconds once.
Wow, that's a good fact.
Yeah.
A good little fact.
Good fact.
And what's good about that is you don't know if that's false or
okay,
right, I said,
I
believe
like
it. That's
for
sure.
All play-by-play answers to just, when players come up to bat for the first time, just give you two truths and a lie, and you spend the rest of the game trying
perfect.
To figure it out. Yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Gemma, what's your strangest baseball watching or listening?
Yeah, this is definitely story. Also for me, like, just trying to figure out what was going on in a game.
Yeah.
Because I've just been pretty fortuitous with my ability to just, like, you know, watch. I used to work in a sports bar, and we had 9 TVs, so I just have all the games on all the time, and that was very easy for me to keep up. But I think the most effort I ever went through to figure out what was happening in a game was a 2001 World Series. Because it was around Halloween. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I was still little. It was the last year I went trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. But there was a game that night, and so I was trick-or-treating with my dad, and every house we stopped at, I would ask what the score was and who was on the mound and who was batting, and my dad and I would, like, discuss this information and, like, move on to the next house.
That's good.
That's really good.
And we made it home in time to see the end of the game.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, ugh,
that's
God.
Expert who were you dressed as?
Who was I dressed as? If it was my last year trick-or-treating, I'm guessing maybe Belle from Beauty and the Beast?
Okay. Huh.
Maybe?
Yeah.
My costumes as a child were very uncreative.
Yeah, mine too.
It's
fine. When I was really little, I was super weird. Like, I was Aladdin, and I was Donatello from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That weird.
Nice.
I was a lot of, like, obscure authors.
That's weird.
That's good.
Like who?
Are you surprised?
Like who?
Like Beatrix Potter. Not obscure, but, like, why would anyone know that's who you were?
What did your Beatrix Potter costume look
like? I just
like?
Think they had, like, a paintbrush. I don't even know. It was
great.
Not good.
I like that.
I was not good at dressing up as Halloween costume. My dad was just like, whatever. Like, do whatever you want. I don't care. I don't really remember that many of my childhood Halloween costumes.
I was trying to think in my head. I remember.
Like, I actually don't think I was Belle that year, but that's the last childhood costume I can remember wearing.
I was a Beanie Baby.
You know what? Who I probably was, honestly, Sailor Mars. Let's be honest. I was Sailor Mars for like 5 years in a row.
I went as a Beanie Baby one time.
Which one?
Blue Bear. I don't remember what the actual, like, name of it was.
So you just did you have a tag?
Yeah, I did actually. My mom had bought like from a store like one of their fixtures, and it was a tag, and so I had the tag, and I
That's
carried
good.
It with me.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was just a few years ago. my story. I have a couple actually. So the one from watching is back in the day at Wrigley Field, there used to be like a sort of a screened-in fence in right field that connected the street into the actual playing field. I don't know if it's still there since the renovation, but you could sort of see through it to see the game happening. Well, you could only see like a very small portion of the game. And I remember once I was leaving an improv class and I walked down the street, and because Improv Olympic was right there, and so I just sort of made a turn. And I stood there and I watched an entire nine-inning game from through the little fence.
That's
so
great.
That was exciting.
I really liked that.
And then in terms of like getting text updates, my freshman year of college, my sophomore year of college, I got an entire game texted to me during a tech rehearsal that I was acting in. And so I very nearly missed cues a couple times. That was exciting. But yeah, so
such a professional actor.
I know. It's clear what I always put first was theater. Definitely. Baseball.
Yeah, that's how you ended up here.
That's how I ended up here. I cared more about theater. All right, guys. We have discussed many great many things in this podcast. It got heated at times. There were laughs. May have been tears. Some
got
silent
tears. Got so
upset
about that mascot.
Yeah, we got into a heated debate over the mascot stuff.
That's true.
And so now it has come time where we must sum up the podcast into 140 characters. One tweet that gives you a sense of what this conversation was about. Or not you, since you heard the whole thing, but your friends. You can say, hey, look at this tweet. So I gave the pop quiz question. You guys got it right. So that means I have to go first. And here is my tweet. Future at MLB hashtag MVP Shohei Ohtani is BFFs with Bernie Brewer.
That's pretty decent.
That's all right. That's not bad.
That's all right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Now who's going next?
Gemma, you can go.
Oh, well, thanks, Ben. That's so kind of you.
Very,
even though I did all of the legwork in the pop quiz.
Oh, whoa. Ben, name one soccer player who's active in the Premier League right now.
Not an American.
Is Mario Gomez still active?
Not in the Premier League. All right, Gemma.
Matinee idol, Mario Gomez. I just want everyone to know that I think Mario Gomez is very handsome. That's all.
The soccer player?
Yeah.
I love him.
Wait, which soccer player is most handsome?
Olivier Giroud.
I don't know.
Do you have an opinion?
The meaty French forehead, Olivier Giroud.
I got a type.
Okay.
No, I don't know any players.
Right, you don't know any players.
Charlie Adam, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's a joke. If you get that joke, you can tweet me at Dakota Gardner.
You're the worst.
And we'll enjoy it. All right, Gemma.
If you are Olivier Giroud, you can tweet at me anytime.
Yeah, please, tweet.
At Gemma Kaneko. Okay.
All right, Gemma, what's your tweet?
My tweet is, bring your best friend, Glaucus Tortoise, to a cheering section, an at MLB cheering section near you.
Yeah, all right.
Hashtag Halloween.
Oh, that's a little confusing. So
yeah.
No fading, no retweeting.
Yeah, no.
You're just going to shamefully tweet that one out. All right, yeah. Ben.
Should love the hashtag off.
Should tweet it at the
one tweet.
What's wrong with me?
I'm going to say, ride your elephant to the ballpark to see some fireballs on the big screen.
That is very surreal, and I really like it.
You're kind of over-promising what's going to happen at a baseball game.
I would retweet it, and I would also read the children's book that you were clearly writing, in which that is the main plot. Yes.
Wow, yeah, you should. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I'd favorite it.
I'm retweeting it.
I favorite a lot of things on Twitter that I don't feel strongly about.
I think it's great.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. If you have a tweet summing up this podcast, please tweet it at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast, and you can let us know how you would sum it up, and we'll read it. If it's particularly good, we'll read it on the next podcast. Wouldn't
if you
want to
talk
fun?
About soccer, tweet at me and Dakota.
Yeah, if you want to talk about soccer, if you
do
don't
not tweet at me,
tweet at Ben
Just
Cosmo.
Only tweet at Ben. All of your EPL facts.
Yeah, he'll love it.
It'll be great. I'll learn so much.
If you liked all of what you listened to today, you can read more of this kind of stuff at MLB.com/cut4. If you didn't like what you listened to today, there's all other kinds of stuff on MLB.com/cut4 that might be more to your flavor. You can follow us at cut4 on the Twitters. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/cut4, F-O-U-R, cut4. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will show up every single week on your phone, on your computer, in your car if it's internet-enabled in that way. Okay. I don't know. On your Apple Watch. Might show up on your Apple Watch. Who knows?
Can you listen to podcasts on your Apple Watch?
And you can do whatever you want on your Apple Watch, Ben. I don't have one, so I'm just going to say that and hope that it's true. Apple, feel free to send me one. You can also stream this podcast on MLB.com/cut4cast. Also, you can go onto iTunes and rate us or review us. If you write us a review, we will read it on this podcast. We've done that before. We will do it again. And
if you want to tweet any topics at us, we'll talk about them.
That is true. Yeah. If you have any questions for us, tweet us at cut4 with the hashtag cut4cast. We'll discuss that on the next week's episode. I think that's pretty much all we have for this week.
It was a good time.
I know.
Thanks for having me.
Ben, thanks for coming. Thank you very much for
coming. Please come back.
I'll try.
Do some research so that we can have some pop quizzes.
Yeah, nice, Ben. Watch some soccer. Then you can come back and join the Cut 4
cast. Listen to the Cut 4 cast. That's what I really want.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.